Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it's Monday the Minute's Hawk Topics, brought to you by R&R RV. Hawk Topics because Steve Hawk is here. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to your Monday.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Monday.
How was the weekend?
Hot. Slow. Been to some baseball. Had a doubleheader yesterday. My kid did.
Oh, nice.
6:30 photos at Franklin Park.
Wait.
7 o'clock first. No, 7 o'clock practice, then 8 o'clock first pitch.
Ooh. Wait, 8 p.m. first pitch
for
a doubleheader?
No, a.m.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Wait, what?
Sorry.
No. Okay, so you had pictures before the game.
Yeah,
we got to do that.
We met Leo's at Franklin Park at 6:30. We did photos. We were actually doing practice by 6:50.
Nice.
It was a quick, they knew what they were doing. The gal that was running Leo's yesterday.
Got right through it.
Yeah, yeah. She did. She had that one down.
Yep.
So we did the quick pictures, an hour of practice, then went out there and played some ball.
Had the doubleheader.
Yeah.
And they normally do practice before a game. Is that how it works? So it's not so many nights?
For this type of season, our coach likes to do that. It's a shortened season, and they generally only give you like a 2 weeks worth of practice, and then, okay, the season. All you get are games.
Also, just out of curiosity, the games moved earlier for the Heat or always that time?
Always that time, but they run a Heat Index cancellation policy. 105 on the Heat Index, no game.
Okay. I think it's fair. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, 104 is fine.
Kill Kevin.
It is weird. Like,
gotta draw the line somewhere, right?
I think it's 105. Don't quote me, but please do.
Yeah.
Quote you on saying don't quote me. Yeah.
If I'm right, yes. Of course I was right. I'm wrong,
like I told you.
I think Kevin said that.
Is that one of those that's not your job, or do you get like a notification on your phone? Or
we were just having the discussion over the weekend about, hey, when do they call? And it was brought up numerous times that it was like a 105 heat index, not 105 degrees.
Yeah, right. That's a big difference. Yeah. Although that hour for baseball, probably pretty nice.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Yeah,
still warm. Yeah.
I do every day when I come to work, I think the same thing.
Wow, I wish Steve would take my picture with a baseball glove on. No,
I will.
And if only I could have a doubleheader. No, I always think, boy,
if only I could have a double cheeseburger.
Ooh. And this isn't normally the way it is with our job, but I do this time of year feel like, God, we're kind of missing the sweetest part of the day.
Yeah. Boy,
for
the
sure,
mornings
a few
are beautiful.
Hours in the morning are just so nice.
Saw my neighbor leaving with his golf clubs this morning.
Oh.
And that's when I just said, I'm going to go mow the yard.
Yeah. So you mowed early again.
I mowed early. You're welcome.
You're welcome, America.
Ask a question to you golfers. Jay golfed yesterday in the hot sun.
Really? What time did you tee off?
12:40.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you walk or ride?
No, I rode.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a smart
You know what's
decision.
Funny about that, though? Steve, we're going along. We're probably halfway through. And there's a marshal, you know, that's he's supposed to be keeping the tempo up, but he's just riding. He's riding around, you know. Yeah. And he's riding around. And he stops next to us. Fellas, how are you? We're like, good, good. He's like, you know, I mean, I'm sure it's the same conversation there.
Well, sure.
A little warm, but what a great any day is a great day to golf, or whatever the cliche was that he, you know, whatever it was. Yeah. And he reaches over and he takes the windshield and he lifts it up like, you know, so now the full windshield is up as opposed to only half the windshield.
Interesting.
And usually that's put up when you're cold.
Right.
You know, to cut the wind. And we were like, looked at him for a second and we're like, all right, have a good day. And then when he pulled away, all four of us looked at each other and went, did he put the windshield up? Like, what just happened there? Why is
so
he
that he's not getting a breeze?
Yeah.
Weird.
Maybe. No.
I couldn't figure it out. I was like,
too many bugs hitting him in the face.
Maybe. That's
there
what
weren't
I was
any
going.
Bugs. Okay. Yeah, but
that's
anyway.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Your question, Kevin, on
I
the
want
golf?
To know about your golf games.
Oh,
both of you right now.
Boring.
Because I'm very, I was very interested, and my brother started playing golf again quite a bit.
Yes.
And I asked him, I was like, well, you shoot in the 80s?
Hit him straight.
And he's like, no, dude, I haven't golfed in a long time. He's like, I'm shooting in the 90s, and that's a good, you know, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I get, like, low 90s, that's exciting. And I'm like, oh, okay. I'm just curious, where are you guys at with your golf game? Steve Hawk.
I've been golfing forever. I can't really get out of the 90s. I'm just in the 90s all the time.
Okay.
It'll dip. It'll not really go above, but it's generally 90% of the time in the 90s.
In the 90s. Yeah. Jay Daniels,
I shot
the man
89
who was,
yesterday.
Nice. I'd
89.
Be super happy with that.
Yeah.
The man who was going to play on the PGA Senior Tour. That was his lifetime dream when he was a young man.
Back when I was like 30, I thought, man, if I just keep playing like this all the time, I'm gonna go. Wouldn't it be fun? And my buddy and I played like in the mornings a lot. And we're like, we should go on the senior circuit. Yeah. And then you have life and you go, no.
Yeah, you didn't even who's golf for so many years.
Yeah, like
15?
15 or 15, 16, 17, somewhere in there years. Like, didn't play at all. That's not how you make it on the senior circuit.
What were you shooting when you stopped playing?
I mean, I was like 82.
That's what I thought.
Somewhere in there.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, low 80s on a consistent basis is good.
It's decent. It's not like
it's better than decent. Low 80s on a consistent basis is good. I think average golfer, is in the 90s. I'm more average.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there that are shooting in the hundreds if they kept a good score, an accurate score.
Yeah.
So they would be typically in the triple digits for sure.
There's that part.
And then there's a handful of people that shoot in the 70s and the 80s consistently.
Yeah.
And they're above average.
They're certainly rare. Yeah. Yeah. Especially once you get older.
Jay played golf with a 5-year-old. Did you hear
that
story?
I didn't play with a 5-year-old. My son caddied for the 5-year-old.
I apologize. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Same thing.
His son was caddying.
Yeah.
And
it's exactly the same thing.
There was this 5-year-old boy.
Jay played like a 5-year-old.
That's exactly right.
How would your reaction be if you got there? You're at the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
Yep.
So you paid some money to play golf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you get there, and the guy that they want to add to your group is a 5-year-old kid.
Well, the first thing I'm going to think of is he's with somebody. Grandpa's bringing him. He's only going to be swinging clubs occasionally.
Yeah.
He'll maybe get out there, okay, junior swing. Yeah, well, you missed it. Get back in the cart.
Right.
So you'd probably be, you'd kind of check out the situation. And this kid was with mom and dad?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did he full on like have his own clubs?
He shot 2 under.
You shot 2 under.
Well, see, at the Coeur d'Alene, it's resort golf. Everything funnels to the middle. It's super easy. No wonder
five.
He shot.
He's 5, Steve Hahn.
Again, everything funnels to
the middle. The man said to...
I love that. That's the greatest golf terms ever, man. I love that.
The guy who was trying to golf with him said, like, no offense, but...
Yeah, he just thought it would slow him down, language, et cetera.
Right. And all the dad looked at him and said, do you want to play for money?
Nice. What an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, what a cool thing to have happen.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah, my son was like the kid got up on the first tee and hit the ball 200 yards on his drive.
Yeah, see, that would be, I think, for me, one of the greatest things about being a caddy out there at the resort.
Yeah.
Is just, okay, what's going to happen today?
Well, like he said,
what's going to happen today?
He's like, you know what? You could end up with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You could end up with a 5-year-old who can shoot 2 under.
Absolutely.
You know, you never know.
Absolutely.
And you meet so many people. That,
it'd be awesome.
I would
love that.
If you like people, my boys are good with that stuff. So.
And you only have to do it for 5 hours. I mean, at a time for a group.
Right. Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, yeah, you are a terrible human being, but five hours.
Well, done.
Yeah. Well, you learn how to deal with people.
Sure do.
Yeah. It's a great life skill, actually. But yeah, it was an interesting one. I'm like, you'll always remember that kid's. You go, oh yeah, I'll never forget that kid's name.
Lincoln Lewis.
Yeah, that's right, Kevin. You remember.
I remembered his name. I decided, I think that's
Parker Lewis?
Lincoln Lewis.
I got it. Okay.
I got to double check that's right.
He also said the best. He also said the best part of it was that the kid between shots was still 5 and would like grab a pine cone and throw it as far as he could and take a stick and try to hit a pine cone. And his dad would go, okay, Lincoln, time to hit. And he's like, okay. And he'd like run over.
That's awesome.
It's the way to do it.
That's
awesome. Yeah. It was very funny.
What a cool story.
Yeah, it was awesome. Hang around for round 2?
Hope so.
Okay, we'll be here. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Why do you bring up Steve Hawk?
Well, because
you know he's the one that I want to be friends with. I've told him this.
He doesn't want to be friends, though.
I know, he doesn't. He's like, yeah, we're great friends.
I see.
But
it.
We're great
we'll
work
see
friends.
Work
I've never
only.
Been to his house. Yeah. I've never even met his wife.
Kevin James.
You've never been to his house or met his wife?
No.
Well, then you're not friends.
Right.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, look, there's Steve Hawk now.
Hey there.
Hi, Steve.
Well, what do you know?
Well, our whole point was you can have friends in the neighborhood who are just neighborhood friends, and yet you won't really know if you're friends unless one of you moves away. Then if you're still friends, then you're friends. Isn't that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, our listener letter today was a guy saying that him and his wife kind of got in a conversation, and she was like, well, what about Jeff? He's like one of your best friends. He goes, no, he's a great neighbor. She goes, you do stuff with him every day. He's like, yeah, as a neighbor, but I wouldn't consider him a great friend. I just consider him a great neighbor.
Interesting.
Because, you know, you could walk over there for lawn laughs and, you know, driveway dudes and curb chums, whatever you want to call yourselves. I made those up, but...
I've really enjoyed those.
Yeah, those were nice.
Pretty good. For on the fly, that was pretty well done. I mean, curb chums was...
I don't know what that was.
I
don't know what that was.
It was weird, but it was awesome.
Please don't ever call yourself that when you meet your neighbor. Hey, we're curb chums.
Yeah, nope. Sounds like an expired gumball or something.
I don't know what it is. That sounds terrible. But anyway, yeah, you could be all those, but then move away and be like, oh, well, I guess it was just convenience. And that's how it is with work friends, too, a lot.
Yep. It is.
Yeah, you just don't see each other, and it doesn't mean you're any less of friends. Well, I guess maybe it does. I don't know. Does it?
No.
Because you're still friends.
Yep. And you and I talk about getting out, and we haven't, and
we
should.
Have.
We need
yeah.
to.
Yeah, we absolutely
A lot of it's coordinating
do
lives.
Do you really?
Well, just, yeah. Well.
No, not really, Kevin.
See, there was this one time. Yes.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
See, we have that in common.
Yeah, if it's golf, that's okay.
Do you really?
But if you're getting Jay invites and I'm not getting any, kind of hurt.
It's just, it's all golf, Kevin. It's all golf. It's fine.
Uh-huh. That's what they're saying.
Kevin, you want to golf?
No.
Okay, thank goodness.
Jay, I don't really want to golf with you.
Oh, good, we're even.
Hot topics.
Round number two. Kevin, what do you have for Steve?
We went to basketball together. You know what I haven't done with Jay? Gone to a basketball game with him.
Well, I
have never coordinated an out-of-the-building basketball game with Jay, but I have with you, so...
Yes, that is true.
Yes.
That is very true.
Kevin.
Now, side note, we did not set together.
Mm. That was your fault. That was your fault.
Yeah. No, it was not. We were there first.
Who did I go sit behind? Mr. Sacre and his team.
You did.
Which I thought was the plan.
Yeah.
I thought that was the plan.
I didn't think I could sit behind Rob and control myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's on you.
Sorry about that. Okay. Yeah. I do have this for you today. Today is National I Love Horses Day.
Oh, all right.
Oh, boy.
Do you have any horse lovers in your family?
Well, we all kind of love them, but we don't own any of them, so it's easy to love.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. I guess, would I be a horse lover?
It's a lot of work.
I think they're cool.
Yep.
But that's exactly right. They are a lot of work. Guess what? Today when it's hot, hot, hot.
Yeah.
You still got to go take care of your horse.
Yes,
yeah,
you do.
Absolutely.
Yes,
all
you
do. All those are a lot of work. Yeah.
No. I feel like it's oftentimes maybe a girl thing younger when your daughter, who's an adult now, did she ever have the I want a pony?
A little bit.
And you just told her no.
No, we lived out on the farm, or let's say we lived close to farms.
Oh, you did.
So we move out to the pasture area, and then it's like, look, honey, horses. Let's become friends with them or neighbor friends.
Yeah, there you go.
And now we have opportunities.
Curb chums
down the road.
We're fence fellows.
More fence fellows. Not a lot of curbs out there in the Suncrest area.
Yeah, I know. Right. I had to change that.
So you find somebody with some horses, and then you don't.
You guys are kind of off. You guys were barbed wire buddies, weren't you?
Man, huh? They just keep coming, don't they?
Well, can't stop it now.
He can't be stopped. He can only be contained.
That's what I did.
I had. Yeah. A question about people with horses.
Pasture pals.
Are they like people with boats? Where like people with boats always say, oh, come on up. We're always at the lake. Come on over. Go for a ride anytime.
No.
Horse people, they don't really share their horses that much, right?
I don't think that they consider horses like, hey, this is our, it's like air hockey. It's not come on over and play with our horse. It's not like that.
It's not, huh?
We used to work with somebody who had horses when she was a little girl and as an adult girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I know these stories from her. That's the closest I've ever been to a horse owner. Like, I take care of horses as an adult.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Right.
I know some people that have horses, and I do feel like they're nice about it. Like, I think they would be generous if I said, my granddaughter wants to ride a horse so bad.
Absolutely.
They would be
every
like,
time.
Absolutely.
Every
come
time.
Out.
Yeah, that's cool.
But I don't know that it's as like the...
Not like a boat.
Always you're invited.
Yeah,
you're always
like
invited
boat.
On the boat.
I also think that changes based on the age of the participant. Like, as in, you know, your granddaughter's very young, so they would say, oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
We want to introduce her to horses. And they
make her a horse
they stand
person.
There and they walk and they walk. Your teenagers are like, hey, man, can I ride your horse? No.
No.
I think that changes
a
little
bit.
Yeah,
or just an adult. Like, it's like, hey, Steve wants to ride a horse.
Right.
Yep. I think that's why they used to have them right over there by Indian Canyon golf course.
Okay.
Trails, stables.
Yeah.
Like, hey, here's my money. I want to rent a horse ride.
Well, our friend, for a long time,
I'm experienced. Yeah, I'm smart. Okay.
Here, ride a carousel. You're good.
Our friend Susan Ray used to do the horse thing.
Yes.
In the park,
at Riverfront Park, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she does it anymore.
Probably not.
I could be wrong about that. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
I know she still loves horses, but yeah, that was kind of
cool. Too hot
to
be on a horse, I'm going to tell you that.
Today it is? Oh, yeah.
I love horses and horse owners. How's that?
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you. I just feel my eyes sweating thinking about being on a big old steed.
That seems odd.
My goodness. I don't really know how to take that.
Mike's. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What is your record for the number of girls that you've danced with on the cruise?
Oh, my.
On one night.
That was the third cruise in 2014, and that was seven.
Kevin James.
Seven.
Mm, okay.
Seven ladies in one night. What do you think your grand total is over the years?
Seven at one.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Boy, what a day we're having here. I mean, this is a day. Steve Hawk is here. He's been asked to stay for a bonus.
I appreciate it.
Wow.
I don't really have anything else to do, so this is great. And the food is
bonus. The food is great. Have you had some watermelon? I mean, no.
Oh, you should try some.
You should. It makes you smarter and happier or something like that.
A few other things in that bag that you're welcome to, Steve Hawk. There's a cucumber in there if you need one.
And
pepperoni.
I do need a cucumber.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I mean, everybody.
Well, you're welcome. I bought four of them.
Kevin was trying to get to $50 so he could get like a discount or something.
What, did you get this on Amazon? Is it Prime Day?
I got it on Uber Eats today.
Yeah. So he just started adding random stuff. Yeah.
Liquid Death, which I had this weekend for the first time, and I was like, that is absolutely delicious. I always thought it was like an energy drink. Like something I shouldn't. Have you ever seen those over there, Hawk?
I've seen those, but I was afraid of them.
Yeah, correct.
Same here.
Yeah.
And then I tried them this weekend, and they're absolutely wonderful.
It's
they're just
water.
Sparkling water.
Yeah.
Or,
oh.
Yeah. And they're great. They don't have sugar in them, nothing.
Just sparkles.
Agave. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say that the only flavor they had today available was...
melon something.
Convicted Melon.
There it is. Convicted Melon.
Yeah. They do cute names. Yeah, the Murder Your Thirst.
Yeah.
Convicted Melon. And it's
good
not
radio
that great.
Name.
Yeah. It is not my favorite. I had mango over the weekend. I liked that a lot. And I had another one, like a berry one that was pretty good.
So help yourself to that and some watermelon and some pepperoni and
whatever
some
you need.
Excellent. Cucumbers. What a good start to the day.
You're welcome.
Yep. We're here for you, Hawk. I've asked you to stay because the clip of the day has a question that we need everyone's answer to.
Ooh. Wow. Right?
Kevin's clip of the day.
You know Cooper Kupp.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp, former Eastern Eagle, has gone on to greatness in
the
NFL.
Yes, he has.
Just an absolute stud. Him and his wife, Anna, have started doing a podcast. And I know they also have a company that they started, like Dodo Coffee or something.
All right.
Supposed to be healthy. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention to that part. But they're doing a podcast, and this is something they brought up on their podcast this last week.
Here's the question. On Monday, a friend asks you if you would like to meet next Saturday. What he means is this coming Saturday or the Saturday after?
I'm taking that as a week from this coming Saturday.
That is my thought exactly. This Saturday is this Saturday. Next Saturday would be the next one after this one. Even though the next Saturday technically is the one that's coming.
Right.
Technically, the next Saturday is the Saturday. But because this Saturday exists, next Saturday has to take the next available Saturday. That's how I see it.
Now, he's definitely better at receiving than podcasting. But, you know what? He's still Coop. We love him, so it's all good.
Yeah, that's always confusing
if
when
somebody
that
says, you want to meet next Saturday? Or you...
I always clarify if someone says, "Hey, you want to play golf next Saturday?" I go, "You mean this coming Saturday?" I always say that,
yeah,
because otherwise, I'm like, to me, next Saturday would be a week from Saturday.
That's how I agree. Yeah. And I would agree with you, Cooper, everybody.
Yeah.
The next would be the following.
Yeah.
But I would definitely always have to do the clarification.
Every time.
Just to make
Let's
sure.
go with Mr. Technicality in there.
That's right.
Producer Steve, how do you see this topic?
Nobody dissects the English language like Steve-O Steve in there.
No, I agree with all of you.
What? Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Also, I find it interesting. Kevin, did you realize that Cooper Kupp does the same thing you do?
What's that?
He goes...
Excellent?
Yeah.
Excellence, I meant.
Not excellent. Misuses the English language?
Can't say it.
Oh, yeah. That's what
Dang
I meant.
It. What no. does he do?
Close.
He does the thing where he'll like say something, dramatic pause, and then he'll go... Did you catch that?
What?
Hold on.
Place both sides of the argument immediately?
No, the way that he says but.
Oh.
Listen to this. Hold on. I think I'm in the right spot.
Is this Saturday? But because.
He goes, but. You do that all the time.
Do I do that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have a dramatic pause and say but.
Also a great receiver.
On the other hand.
Not like that. No, it's more of like a sharp but.
You can't say that. We're not going to do this. Is mine more like a dull butt?
No, I'm saying it's the same.
Yeah.
I don't think so, Kevin.
No. I have a sharp butt, too.
Yeah, clearly. Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Clearly.
Huh, that's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll point it out the next time.
Yes, please, next time.
I'm glad that all of us agreed that it is, you know,
next
Saturday is not the... It's technically not the next Saturday. It's two Saturdays.
By the way, if I am going to say, like, I'll go, Steve, what is today? Today is the 15th. I would say, Steve, do you want to play golf a week from Saturday?
Ooh, a week from Saturday.
That's how I never use next on that. I'll say a week from Saturday. It's the 27th. Yep. And I always do the, because that's the only way to be specific.
That's what, because you're smart. A lot of people are just going to say, hey, next Saturday.
It's too confusing.
See you next Saturday.
Yeah, to me, yeah. I always use a week from Saturday because this Saturday is this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that would go for any day.
And I think it happens in depending on where you are in the week. On a Monday, it's a lot easier to say next Saturday and mean, well, this Saturday.
Yeah, right. Correct.
But on Thursday, you're not saying next Saturday and not meaning a week and a half from now.
That's right. Yeah, that's very true.
You are correct.
You're a very smart man.
Well.
So if it's Saturday and I say, let's play golf next Saturday.
Oh, then it's all games off. I mean, if it's Saturday when you say it.
Also, it doesn't matter what day you're referring to. If you ask him to play golf, he's saying no.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. But.
It just doesn't matter. He's like, no.
But. That's not it.
But it's
like when you're telling a story and then you go, no. But.
But if you ask me to go horseback riding next Saturday, I'm in.
Yeah, I bet. Steve, thanks for hanging out, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Which one do you go for first?
Not the chocolate one. Not that one for sure.
Which is weird because you really like chocolate.
I don't mind it. No, but just sometimes you're like, it's too much.
Kevin James.
I will tell you, I've never thought that.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
If you missed any of the show today, you can check out the podcast. You can just download it and boom, you can listen whenever you want to. It's super simple. You can rate, you can review, you can like, you can love, you can comment, you can do all the things.
If you are a podcast listener, I would ask you to pretty please rate it.
Yep.
Review it.
Yep.
Make sure you subscribe to it.
There it is.
The whole deal. Those are all the things that need to be done. It actually does help, you know, like get the podcast out there to more people. So if you'd be so kind.
That'd be great.
To give us a little review or a rate, that would be great.
Subscribe, rate, and review. All right, final thoughts.
Final thoughts.
I just wanted to let you know that I will be listening very closely for Kevin's next sharp butt.
Yes, that would be very good.
Yeah, I'm excited. Usually I know what you're talking about or when people say, hey, you say this a lot.
Sure.
Like right now, I've had to stop myself. Buddy is my thing right now. I want to call everybody buddy or just like, oh, watch it, buddy.
Watch it.
I noticed that the other day and I'm like, oh, I got to be careful on that one. But I have not noticed my sharp butt.
That's a good job of being self-aware of the language that you use.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean like, you know, language. I'm just talking about just certain language. Words or catchphrases or whatever it might be. not always easy for people to do that. Should be more like top of mind for us since it's what we do for a living, but still sometimes we'll get in ruts too.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean, buddy?
I do, bud.
Does it count if you switch it up?
It's bud and buddy that I've been doing.
Both?
So
okay.
Yeah.
No.
But Kevin, I will say compliments to you for reminding me, or maybe I didn't know. I think I did know this. We were talking about ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me kind of a life hack situation of the proper way to pour water into an ice cube tray.
Which is just one cube at a time, or is it the on the end, tip it down? What is it?
No, it's the in the middle.
In the middle, and it just goes out.
There's the little, you know, between the four cubes, there's a spot there that's kind of flat. You're supposed to hit that, and it's supposed to fill them.
Runs
evenly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. So it was a nice reminder, if I knew it already, or a nice
lesson.
Yeah, I did not know that.
You're welcome. Final
Thank thoughts. You. All right, Kevin.
I'm here to help.
Heck
I'm
yeah.
here to help so much that I'd like to do this. Today is not just National I Love Horses Day, but it's also Give Something Away Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what all we gave away today. Did we?
Well, we gave away some new travel mugs and qualified some folks for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree, which we're going to do more of here in just a second.
Oh, geez. Okay, so maybe that could count, but I don't know. I mean, I was just thinking, well, maybe I should give something. It says it's a day for you to give away some of your bounties. And I feel that my life is very bountiful.
Yes.
And I don't need to hog it all up.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I would now like to give away something that sat here in this studio for a long time. And it may have been a gift from a listener. And if it is, I'm very sorry.
Well,
I don't remember who it's from.
You're passing on something you've enjoyed for a long time.
Yep. It is a shot glass, Jay.
Yes.
I don't really do much with shot glasses. It's been sitting over here storing headphone adapters.
Yeah, for a long time.
But I'd be willing to give this away on it. It has a picture of like a buzzard on a cactus.
Oh, baby.
It's got like a skeleton of a cow's head, you know?
Right.
Because it's hot in the desert.
Yeah, it sure is.
And then there's a donkey. Walking, panting, like dripping, drooling out of its mouth.
Hmm.
It's very hot. And it says, howdy, from the middle of nowhere, 30 miles from water, 2 feet from hell.
Oh, my.
Ritzville, Washington.
And you want to give that away?
I'd be willing to give this away if anybody wants it. We just take a caller?
I mean, sure.
Are you serious? Or is this like for real?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Oh, you want me to just grab it, Steve?
I'd be willing to give this away if somebody wants it.
I guess if you want it. I mean, I'm not prepared for this.
Hey, do you want to? Do you want that shot glass?
Yeah, I want it, of course.
Do you collect shot glasses?
I actually do, yes.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
It's a good one. It's very nice.
It is very nice.
I'm going to wash it for you before we give it away.
How many do you think you have, sir?
Oh, probably at least 100.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Well, you're going to have 101 now.
It actually is a cool one. I will have to say, I used to collect them too, and it is nice. Can you hold on for a second?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
I don't know how we're going to get this to him, but we'll figure it out.
It's fine.
I mean,
Steve, you don't mind driving by and dropping it off, do you?
For you, anything.
Thoughts. Yeah, I bet. Hey. I was at the Megan Maroney concert on Friday at Riverfront Park.
Oh, Jay, I've been wanting to talk to you about that. Yeah. I forgot all about it. There was a lot of other stuff that happened this week.
Yeah, it was very hot.
And yes.
It was general admission, so you know, you're standing on the concrete there. And I will say hats off and well done to the security team there who realized that there were some people having some genuine issues with the heat. Because when you're packed in there like that, obviously, it gets hotter and it cuts the breeze down, et cetera, et cetera. And there were some people having some genuine issues with the heat. And the guys on the other side, I think there was four guys, and then so they started, they had cases of water for themselves to drink, right, to stay hydrated.
Right.
So they started to realize, okay, we need to start getting this water out. And they handed out, now keep in mind, they could have done nothing. It just said, go get water, you know. But they started handing out, and I want to say they passed out 8 cases.
Oh, wow. I wonder if that was planned.
I don't think it was, because they ran out and then he went and got more and they did the whole, they were handing, and to the people's credit who were in the crowd, at least the ones that I saw, they were, you know, they were handing it back, you know, right, to other people who were also not doing that well with the heat. I mean, it was extremely hot at that point. And no, and you know, just, well, yeah, body heat and concrete heat, and no breeze, and whew, man.
In the pavilion, which, by the way, looks really cool in pictures.
It's a great place.
Is it a great setup
for
concerts?
No, it was very nice. Very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was a very good. It was good. And it was,
but,
and it was her first, it was her biggest headlining concert to date in her career.
No way.
So really? She was very excited, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But I really like her. Was she good? Did you enjoy her?
She was great. No, she's awesome. Yeah, she did a great job. And again, to their credit, the security guys were well done, because I think there's some people that could have actually had a lot bigger problems had they not done that.
I saw same kind of thing from the Chesney show on Saturday, that some people were struck, like Zach Brown. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Zach Brown and Megan Maroney.
Correct.
Both like called for security or whatever
to get help,
medical to like
EMS.
There's some people down that need help up here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, man. And those stadium shows are long days. It gets hot in there. So, anyway, good job. Well done, fellas. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Come.
Happy trails to you.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
That's the show. Gotta go. Thanks to Horizon Credit Union for being here and helping us through the show today. Also on the way out, let's qualify someone for the Cabela's $5,000 shopping spree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 509-441-0999, caller 7. Fellas, anything else? Are we good to go for the day, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, we got our watermelon, our cucumbers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we are set. We're going to have a party after the show.
See you guys next Tuesday, then?
Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
You taking the rest of the week off?
No, tomorrow is the next Tuesday, so.
Oh, see, next Tuesday, I thought meant next week.
We are so glad you came.
Yeah, next Tuesday is tomorrow.
It is, yeah.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Bye. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Can it count when it's tomorrow?
Okay, bye-bye now.
No, it sounds terrible. It does not count. No, it's, you can't do that.
Okay.
All right, have a great day, everybody. Stay cool. We got a hot one ahead of us again.
3, 2, 1. KXLY-FM, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls.
Let's go.
Live from the Spokane Tribe Resort and Casino Studio.
Oh, yeah.
This is Spokane and North Idaho's country leader.
I love it.
The Big 99.9. Coyote Country.